Susan.
Yeah?
You know what's fun?
What?
Spring break! Okay, no, seriously. So it is spring break time for all the schools. Well, like kids' schools, not colleges, because colleges always seem to go at the end of February and into mid-March. Yeah. It's too cold.
It's too cold.
But it is spring break time. And so that got me to thinking about my own college experiences going on spring break. And I talked to you. I'm like, hey, let's talk about going on spring break and going to the beach and where some of our favorite places
to
are.
The beach. It's beach.
We want to talk about our favorite memories, our favorite beach memories. Because Susan and I grew up going to two totally different areas for beaches. She grew up in North Carolina, so you went to Myrtle Beach and the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I grew up in Tennessee, and I went to Daytona. And I went to PCB.
PCB.
Panama City Beach. Of course, that's Redneck Riviera. Is that what we call it?
Yeah.
Haven't been there in, couldn't tell you how long, how many years, but that's kind of the traditional spring break place around here, so.
Tell me about spring break, because my spring break situations were all in college, were always very subdued because I was a chicken.
Yeah.
I remember one spring break, I had gone through a breakup.
Oh.
And so it was misery. I would cry every 5 minutes and I just went home.
You went home to like lay in the fetal position in the bed and in the dark and listen to like Night Swimming by R.E.M. or something.
Night Swimming. Yeah, that song really gets me.
I know it does. So about spring break. Well, in 1995, that's the first time I went on spring break. And I was a, sophomore, I guess, in college. Is that right?
You're 2 years old. That's when I graduated. Yeah.
And it was me and then three of my friends. We drove my car, my Pontiac Grand Am. No, Grand Prix. I'm sorry. We drove my blue Pontiac Grand Prix down to Panama City.
Grocery getter.
Let me tell you, I loved it. And I think we stayed like 3 nights at, I can't remember the place it was called, but it was like one of those mom and pop motel places down there that they used to have back for forever. But we stayed there, and of course it was cold. I mean, it's just cold, you know, but now me, myself, and the group I was with, we are what you call rule followers. We are not crazy people. We do not get crazy, but we observe plenty of craziness.
Yes.
And there are certainly people down there who are not what I would call rule followers. you know, it's funny because you get down there and it's just a very, what I'll call a jovial atmosphere.
Jovial.
That's just the first word that came to mind. Everybody is just open to meeting people, having fun and everything. It was just really, it was a fun atmosphere.
Did you ever see the MTV Spring Break house?
You know, at that time they didn't have a house. Okay, as an aside, MTV Spring Break has been one of my favorite things to watch forever. Well, I can't watch MTV anymore because I feel like my brain liquefies and comes out my ears now. But MTV Spring Break back in, in the 90s, whenever they started doing that, they would set it up over by like Club La Vila. For y'all who have been to Panama City and over by the Holiday Inn, Sunspree.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bunch of people in bathing suits and trunks out there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can never do this because I don't like to be in a bathing suit.
Same.
To be out there in my like one piece, because that's before they had tankinis.
Tankinis.
Or to be out there in my one piece and my cover up. And that's not what they want on TV. Because I've always been.
Could you imagine?
I know. Out there in my cover up, my modest cover up, because I'm modest. I'm a modest.
Modest person. Is hottest.
I don't think that's what they were after. But no, I never saw that when I was down there. I loved watching it.
In your caftan.
I would call it a caftan. It may have been like t-shirts and shorts, or t-shirt and shorts, or just some sort of long button up. I've always been very modest. I still am. here's what I remember about spring break is there are always so many of those planes that fly over the beach with the banners on the back, and it'll be like, Spinnaker tonight, ladies night from 7 to 9, gentlemen review. Then R-E-V-U-E.
Oh, yeah. Or wings, 12 flip-flops for a dollar.
Yes, wings! Wings! It is no telling how many of those things flew over the beach. It's great advertising, but it's all the same thing. It's like, where can you drink? Where can you buy things? That's all it ever is. But it was fun. It was, you know, I would never want to spend more than 3 days down there. I did that in 1995, and then 96, it was like me and 10 sorority sisters who went to Daytona.
And crammed into one hotel room?
No. Listen, let me tell you how this happened. Mm. This was great. So we went to, we stopped in Orlando on the way to Daytona. We stayed there overnight. We were going to go to like Pleasure Island, which is now Disney Springs or Downtown Disney. It was a bunch of restaurants and bars and that kind of thing. Well, we stopped in Orlando, and we were going to check into the Days Inn we were going to stay at. Well, I go in, it was under my name, and we go and try to check in, and they had the pipes burst in there. So they were like, so we can, you know, put you up at the same rate at another hotel. And they were giving me a list of all these hotels. One was the Omni.
Ooh.
And I was like, we'll go to the Omni, because I knew enough, even at age 21, to know I needed to pick the Omni.
Yeah.
So we stayed.
We were bougie from the get-go.
Listen, we had Omni service at a Days Inn price.
Ooh.
And it was awesome. Yeah, we only stayed there one night. Then we went to Daytona the next night, stayed like 3 nights. And that was fun. It was fun being with so many of my friends, some of which I didn't know very well, but got to know better on that trip.
I bet.
You know, I mean, I think we took 2 or 3 cars down. We were in 2 rooms. So that's just what you did. Lots of bottles and products in the shower, as you can imagine.
Oh, I'm
lots
sure.
of hair products.
Lots of hair in the
things.
Sink.
All kinds of curling irons and hair dryers and scents like Bath and Body Works
of
being
course.
Sprayed.
Of course.
But it was really a lot of fun. It really was. Those were some of my best memories from college. Just, you know, being together. We went over to Disney one day because it's only like an hour. It was really a lot of fun. But what about you? So you didn't go on beach spring breaks, but you've been like on beach vacations.
I went to spring break one time.
Okay.
I was a junior or my first senior year, because, you know, I had 2 senior years. I went with one of my sorority sisters. Her parents lived in Fort Lauderdale. And so
Where the boys are. That's right. Yes.
Which I love that movie.
That was a great movie.
That was a mom movie. My mom liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
We also were sort of rule followers, and she wasn't old enough to drink quite yet, and I had just turned 21, and so we couldn't drink anywhere. We went to Miami, which was fun. I'd never been to Miami before, but we were on the beach in Miami, and it was so cold, and I had a microbiology exam right when I got back to school.
That's not fair.
I know. So there's a picture of me, and I'll give it to you. There's a picture of me covered up with a towel and a hat and all this stuff studying microbiology on the beach.
Now, you know what? Your professor needed to be reprimanded for that.
You
that
know,
is ridiculous.
Nobody cared.
Let kids have
you.
Fun.
I tell you. So it wasn't wild and crazy, but it was nice. I'd never been to Miami in Fort Lauderdale. So it was very pretty, and we had a nice time and got to see some things. And that was right around the time that, or a few years after, Versace was shot in Miami. So we went, like, you could just walk by his house. And so we walked by and looked at like the door and, you know, where he got shot. It was a nice cultural experience to be in somewhere I'd never been, and, you know, drunk or not, but not.
Yeah.
So I never really had any exciting spring break trips except for that one.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who, and even now, spring break is still a big thing, you know, and people put their spring break pictures all over Instagram and all that. Thank goodness we didn't have Instagram back in the 90s.
Thank the Lord.
I'm not trying to put a picture of me in my bathing suit on anything.
No.
But, yeah, so it's still a thing, and I think the locations have changed up a little bit. From what I can tell, it's still Panama City and, like, Destin, Florida, and those type places are still, because they're easy to get to from southern states and southern colleges. But I know that a lot of kids now, they go to Cabo, Cancun.
Oh my gosh, kids now are so bougie. They go, they'll go on cruises.
Yes, cruises.
And to Mexico and stuff. And I'm like,
that never would have happened
to
me.
The very first time I went to Mexico was like 3 or 4 years ago.
That never would have happened for me.
No, I don't know where the, I don't know. I have opinions, of course.
No way.
Yeah.
Super surprised at that.
Super.
Well, do you know, do you remember when MTV was, they kind of changed it up a little bit and they
when
went
they used
out
to play
to,
music?
Well, besides that, but when it has to do with spring break, do you remember when they went to Lake Havasu in Arizona? Okay. I didn't even know what that was back then, but I guess that's where a lot of the kids from out there go. Did MTV ever go to Cancun for spring break?
Probably.
Probably, yeah, because that was a real, that it turned out to be a big spring break destination. Speaking of spring break, have you seen the movie Spring Breakers?
No, and you've told me about it, and I'm, you know, Harmony Korine is a strange obsession of mine.
Harmony Korine, okay, okay. For y'all who may not have seen Spring Breakers or who may not know who Harmony Korine is, he's a director, filmmaker, writer, all this.
He grew up around here.
Yeah, he grew up around the Nashville area. I feel like someone needs to check on him because he is not okay. His movies are just not, I don't, they are weird, odd, depraved.
Antisocial.
Oh, antisocial people and the characters in there and the things that happen are truly, truly disturbing. And he has this new movie coming out with Matthew McConaughey. I think it's called Beach Bum. And I know I told you about that. But the one that really stuck with me was Spring Breakers. And it's got, you know, these girls, group of four girls, they get bored during spring break, like rob a restaurant or something, and then take that money and go on spring break. Well, then they get all kind of, in all kinds of crazy local trouble on spring break. And the trouble is led by James Franco. But this is not the spring break that I experienced at all. What with guns and drugs and
no.
You know, I
you and your in your cover up, your button up
in my button up caftan and my one piece. No, I did not experience this kind of spring break. And my rule following, no.
I don't see you being like, you know, into debauchery and and such and your button up cover up.
You could say that. So, but yeah, it's the kind
it's
of movie.
Icky.
Yeah, it's the kind of movie. It has a ruined look to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's one of those that you just sit there kind of with this look on your face like, ew, watching the whole thing. Morbid curiosity. It was a train wreck.
That's it. That's why I like him.
Uh-huh. Because you have to see, what is he going to come up with next? Uh-huh. What kind of crazy stuff will he come up with? And I just hope he's in therapy.
You know what? I was just thinking, as you were saying that, I bet these movies are therapy for him.
I bet you're right. He's working something out, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but he's been working something out for 20 years.
Yeah, I feel like he really needs some assistance.
Harmony Korine, if you ever listen to this, we're here for you.
And maybe we can suggest some paths for you. Maybe some help. No, but
I need to see it. I haven't seen it in I think it's been on my queue. I think it's on some queue of some prestige streaming service that I subscribe to.
Prestige streaming service. Oh my goodness. I love that.
I need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So, what are some beaches that you've been to that you love to go to? Like, even if you didn't go on spring break, like vacation.
When I was growing up, my parents weren't what you call adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
And so, every other year, we would go to Myrtle Beach, or as my friends from home called it, Murmur Beach.
Murmur Beach?
Murmur Beach. John Holloway, I'm talking to you. so,
we would go to Myrtle Beach 1 year, and we'd go to Gatlinburg or the mountains the next year. So we'd alternate beach, mountains. But when you're from North Carolina, you can do that because we have both. And we would go to Myrtle Beach and camp, which was a nightmare. We would camp sometimes and wait because we had this one place we'd stay every time. This guy, I'll never forget, his name was Mr. Lamb, and he owned the place where we stay every year.
I'm going to stop you right there. Do you mean you camped outside? How did this work?
Well.
Because I don't see this for you.
I know, right?
Help me understand.
This is probably what scarred me from camping anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, it's 10,000 degrees.
Yes, it is.
And we're in this big old tent on the beach.
A tent? You slept in a tent on the beach?
Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, 6 or 7 years old.
Your mom slept in a tent on the beach?
Uh-huh.
Bless.
I know.
Can't see Brenda doing that.
If Mr. Lamb's property wasn't available, we would camp until it was. Or maybe my parents thought it was a good, be a fun idea or a fun adventure.
Was it fun?
No.
So they failed. They failed in that.
Yeah. Parenting fail. Yeah, I mean, camping on the beach is a good way to get sand in every crevice.
Yeah. Oh, that's so uncomfortable.
And a good way to get chewed up by mosquitoes every day or night.
Yes. And beach, sand fleas.
Sand fleas.
Oh, God. Oh, those are awful. Yeah. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You've been there.
It's terrible. yeah. So we go to Myrtle Beach and, you know, people cruise on the strip. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if y'all have ever seen the movie Shag.
One of my favorite movies.
I know, right? Mine too. But, you see, my parents were shaggers. Mm-hmm. And the beach culture there's a dance called the Shag. And anyway, there are places, pavilions. The pavilion. People would go shag.
Oh, and it's like a dance hall type place. Oh, yeah. That's fun.
And then they'd have contests and stuff down there. And I remember Ripley's. They had a Ripley's
Believe it or not,
you know.
It's very Gatlinburg.
Myrtle, and that's...
Is it like Gatlinburg at the beach?
It is.
No way,
and
is that it?
I call Gatlinburg the Myrtle Beach of the mountains.
Okay.
It's the same.
I'm with you. Because I've never been to Myrtle
it's
Beach.
It's the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You can have a little romance, you know, a little beach time romance when you're down there, you know, meeting all these teenagers on the strip.
The boys.
Yeah. Where the boys are.
Yeah. They're in Fort Lauderdale and Myrtle Beach.
True.
Murmur Beach.
Murmur Beach. Yeah. So, and then, you know, when I was in college in Raleigh, we were closer to the Outer Banks because I grew up in Western North Carolina, so it was quicker for us to go to Myrtle Beach than it would be to go to the Outer Banks because, mm-hmm. you know, North Carolina, Tennessee are very long and skinny states. When I was in college, it was closer for us to go to places like Wilmington or the Outer Banks. And the Outer Banks are just beautiful. And there's a lot of history for us, we North Carolinians, tied up at the Outer Banks, you know, with the pirates and the...
And isn't that where Kitty Hawk is?
Uh-huh.
And so
First in Flight.
That's right.
Jockey's Ridge, the big sand dune, people flying kites, and, you know, Kill Devil Hills.
Yes,
and
yes.
Kerala and Nag's Head.
Yes.
You know, all kinds of fun names for places there.
I've never been to the Outer Banks, but I've heard it's beautiful. I have some friends who like to vacation there, and they love it.
Yeah, it was always nice to go there. In the college, I had friends that had houses. Their parents had houses there. But the thing is, it's not... If you're used to Florida beaches on the Gulf, and you have that beautiful white sand and mm-hmm. the beautiful blue water. Well, in the Outer Banks, it's rough, because mm-hmm. they call it the graveyard of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Right.
And there's little, like, pieces of wood sticking up from some of the places on the beach where ships have wrecked. And the sand's gray, and the water's green, and it's rough. But it's... The houses are... old and historic, and it's not commercialized, you know, so you can go and have nice little meals and little town experiences there.
Now, talking about meals,
mm-hmm.
one of my favorite things to do at the beach is to eat seafood as much as I possibly can.
Absolutely.
How good is the seafood at Outer Banks?
You know, honestly, I don't remember.
What?
It's been so long since I've been there, but I will say... In Wilmington,
mm-hmm.
when we would go, there's really good food there. Oh, yeah. But there in Murmur Beach, there was this big old buffet, Bennett's.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett's. And it had like 1,000 things on the buffet. And it was expensive.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like...
But it's all seafood, like,
mm-hmm,
like crab legs and all that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it was like $20 or $30 a person. Like,
I bet it was good.
It was good. But I remember my friend, one of my childhood best friends, Todd... His family, his dad was military, and they would go to the beach, and Todd's dad would make them sit there They would eat, sit there and digest, and eat again.
To get all they could out of it. Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
Because he was being, he was wanting to get money's worth.
Frugal.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. I love it so much.
Yeah. But it was fun, you know, going to the beach. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a beach person. You know?
No, you're not.
You know, I'm a vampire. I don't like the sun.
Well, the sun doesn't like you.
That's true.
In fairness. I mean, your skin will burn to a crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's not like I'm not a sun worshiper. I love the beach because there is nothing I love more than to sit out on a balcony overlooking the water. Now, if I'm going to the beach, I'm going to have something beachfront, like Gulf front, waterfront, mm-hmm. wherever I am. So I'm going to the beach, I'm going to be at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so, what I do. I like to, because we used to go to the beach every year. I like to sit under an umbrella with mm-hmm. my long sleeve bathing suit on.
You still get sun that way.
Unfortunately. Uh-huh. And so I like to sit under the umbrella and just watch the ocean and read. That's what I like to do.
I
don't care if I get
there.
In it. Uh-huh. I don't care if I go for a walk. I just like to sit and listen and watch it.
Uh-huh. I know. There's just something so relaxing about being at the beach and listening to the water, watching the water. I love to watch the water.
Mm-hmm.
It is so incredibly peaceful and calming for me. And every now and then, you know, you'll see dolphins come by or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in Florida.
Yeah. And in the Gulf, like if you go to Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, that happens all the time mm-hmm. as well. It's just, it's wonderful. One day, I will move to the beach.
Oh.
Oh, you'll have a room, don't worry. Yeah, we got the Hubbard room already set aside. Okay, so you mentioned the movie Shag.
Oh, yeah.
And the dance,
yeah.
The Shag. How much do we love that movie?
I love that movie. And I think I was telling you earlier, we have it on VHS somewhere.
Do you have anything to play it on?
No, I do not. But then I've looked for it on streaming services and trying to buy it, and I can't find it.
I know you can't, because I was visiting a friend a few weeks ago now. A friend and I went up to Cincinnati to visit, and we wanted to watch Shag because we haven't seen it forever. It's such a cute movie. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. And we looked on all the streaming services and every place we could not find it. So my friend Amy was just like, I'm going to order it. And so she did. Of course, we weren't able to watch it then. She was just like, I'm going to have this whenever I need it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And that's sad because it's so cute.
I know.
and there's even one of the phrases from that movie is something that I say frequently, which is, it's the most fun.
The most fun.
It's just kind of in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I love that movie. Just the time that it was, the fun that they had. I love the dresses mm-hmm. and there's one dress that, what's her name, Pudge?
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, she's in the shag contest and she's wearing this beautiful blue dress. Oh, it's so pretty. And it's actually the dress of the senator's wife
from the closet because
they stay at their house
that's
or whatever.
Right.
So, I love that movie so much. It's just so cute. And so what they're doing there, shagging and everything, that's how, like, you can do that. Like, you can do that dance, and that's the dance that your parents did, you said, and all. So
I did it at my wedding.
And so that is...
With my mom and my dad.
I love it. But so that's very particular to...
The Carolinas.
The Carolinas.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now people do it. They'll learn it at those, like, dance schools.
Yeah.
That have, you know, like, ballroom dancing. Uh-huh. That's, like, Western swing kind of thing. And then they'll have a shag. And it just doesn't look the same to me. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when it's, like, structured like that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look the same. But I remember they would have shag contests at mm-hmm. our mall. And
that's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
When the mall was a thing.
The mall.
All bad things originated at the mall or the skating rink.
And all good things.
True.
I used to, oh my goodness, can we talk about going to the mall? Listen, Susan, when I was in high school, when we could drive, when we were able to drive, it was me and my friends, Dana and Cindy. We would go up to the mall, to Hickory Hollow Mall, a lot.
Brave lady.
No. It was nice at that time. And that's where they had Bath and Body Works.
Oh.
That's where, and Bath and Body Works was new mm-hmm. at the time. And it was, oh man, they used to have this peach scent that I loved. But we would go up there. We would shop there. We would shop at Express.
Yeah. You know, I used to, one of my first jobs was at the Limited.
We would shop at the Limited. Oh, man, I used to love going to the mall. It was such a thing. And now it's all these outdoor lifestyle centers.
Pedestrian areas. Yeah. Yes.
And so things have definitely changed up.
Or the interwebs is where
yeah,
I shop.
Yeah. Oh, because now I don't like to go shopping.
I mean, to go shopping.
Sometimes I do, but in general, no.
I usually, if I'm going to make the effort to go shopping, I'm going to have an idea of what I need, exactly where I need to go, and like go in, do it, and leave. I'm not a browser. I went to the mall with my sister one time, and we spent 5 hours in one store because she wanted to look at every single piece of stitch of clothing on every rack, and I thought I was going to poke my eyes out.
So that's when you go and you find the
Aunt Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
Or a Cinnabon. And drown my sorrows in a Cinnabon.
And go sit down somewhere. And that's before phones, wasn't it?
God. We old? We're not old.
No.
We're in that transitional generation period of time, you know, where we grew up without internet, but with internet,
That's right. I'm not old.
No, I'm not.
I don't feel old.
No, I am not old. I'm not old. Wow. It's been fun. This
trip down memory lane. I mean, honestly, it just kind of went straight down the spring break and beach vacation memory lane with a smattering of mall. Mall. I mean, malls are a very 1980s thing.
They are.
And then they weren't.
Yeah, they weren't. Well, if you are interested in talking to us more about the mall or your spring break adventure, you can email us at shouldbefuncast@gmail.com. Reach us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at TSBFuncast. And thank you to Los Angeles pop band Two Cheers for the use of their song Explode Boys for our theme music. And to Stephen Laney of the Underhill Family Orchestra for designing our logo. This was fun.
This was a lot of fun. I enjoy a trip down memory lane. Same. Sometimes. Not all times, but sometimes. If it's something I won't talk about, it's fun.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the podcast says anyway. No, seriously. Thank you all for joining us, and let us know what else you want us to talk about. We've got opinions.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of opinions. And rate, review, subscribe.
Yes, rate, review, and subscribe.
Please.
I think we haven't said that in a while.
And you can find us everywhere that you listen to podcasts.
That's right.
Yay. Well, until next time, y'all have a good week.
Bye now.